Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is repeat, 2 weeks in a row here, Kevin Tinkin, Sarah Wells, and Jane. I'm looking a little sleepy eyed over there, Fawcett.
Hey. Oh, sleepy eyes.
It was a long weekend.
It's been a long, crazy weekend.
Super crazy.
Study the Bible so hard. This weekend, oh my God.
Well, it's good to be back. Sorry once again about last week. And but we've got a great episode for you guys. In case you didn't know, our sound engineer's birthday was last week.
We did put it up on the Facebook.
Your kids checking out your tweets and your Facebooks.
So we're going to get Dave Johnson in here and chat with him about his birthday. And that'll be good times. But, we also do our sermon discussion.
Just same old, same old.
But I will say, I feel like we dodged a bit of a bullet when we didn't have to do Ruth, Joshua, and what else was in there?
Judges.
Because that was like three books all in one. I think that's going to be hard to do. Am I crazy? No?
Yeah, you are.
But this week we'll discuss 1 Samuel. And
that's going to be easy.
Easy breezy.
And he kept calling him Eli Ellie. Did anyone notice Brad called Eli Ellie?
Yeah, well,
Ellie
he talked about
time?
It. He said it. And it was like, well, and some of you guys think. He's Dr. Phil all of a sudden. Some of you guys think it's pronounced Eli.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I am buying Ellie.
I did not get that.
You didn't notice him saying Ellie the whole time?
Uh-uh.
Oh, he said Ellie the whole time. And it distracted me. That's just me.
All right. Did you guys, Kevin?
It's the most.
You guys, what's wrong?
What is wrong? Are you on another planet right now?
I am on a bit of another planet right now. I had a very long weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I just did a Dr. Phil impression, and everyone was just like, all right, that's completely normal. And just moving right along.
Well, here's the thing. I did a fantasy baseball draft this weekend, and my brain is literally not where it should be. I've been kind of out of commission all day. So, Jane, I'm right there with you, all right?
Oh, yeah, good. So, and this fantasy weekend or fantasy baseball weekend is typically like the highlight of your year weekend, like with all your old friends and stuff, right?
I'd like to say that the trip with my wife that we take every year is the highlight of my with my wife.
Yeah, I was.
But if we're speaking candid, it's definitely my favorite weekend of the year because I like all things fantasy.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of fantasy baseball this weekend too.
You did, Jane?
That's why I'm so sleepy.
Yeah.
Fantasy baseball.
Why are you so tired, Jane? What did your weekend involve?
Yeah.
Well, we had Discovery on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That makes for a long day. And then,
then you had your draft afterwards. Your fantasy,
yeah, was that?
Your fantasy draft was afterwards.
Yeah. I had a life group 6 a.m. Friday morning.
Gee, and my then, niece.
Did something Friday. Oh, I went to Christina's soccer game.
Oh, yeah. Buchanan.
Yeah, they took the Valleys now. So, yeah, busy weekend. You know.
Kevin, great to see you in here as well, my friend.
I had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did a set. I did 20 minutes at Reno's Bar and Grill.
How'd that go?
In Reno?
No, in Kerman.
Oh.
Just a bunch of drunks.
All
right. Good times. You guys want to hear some stories about my kids? It was great.
You were funny?
Yeah, everybody laughed. But when people are hammered and you're telling jokes that require you to pay attention, it's kind of like,
jokes.
Yeah, I'll be in the middle like, so, you know, my son and I love him. And then somebody will lose their attention. I'll just be like, Hey, you good? You good?
Mm-hmm.
You got something to say, Marjorie? Because this lady Marjorie kept heckling me, which was not heckling. She was just going, I said, I have a joke where it says I went to a black church because I typically go to a white church. And she goes, there's no black people in here. And I'm like, good, Marjorie, good.
Yeah.
Good. Great observation, Marjorie. What else is it in here? Let's look around. There's no helicopters in here. There's no kitty cats. Is there any kitty cats? And everybody laughed, and then they got back on board. So you have to do that a lot when people are drinking.
But it's kind of like entertaining a bunch of kindergartners.
Yes.
What else do you see?
Herding cats.
I'll just make fart noises periodically if they stop laughing. I'm not interested. You just do a little. That was
didn't work out.
It was a fail. Epic fail on the fart noise. There we go. That's what I was going for. And then people start laughing. This guy's good. This guy's good.
One quick thing before we move into the next territory of the Spoutcast. But I had posted it last week, but kind of did an interview about the inception of the Spoutcast. And one of the things that I just, you know, to toot all of our own horns is, and I didn't realize this, but I guess we're as far as the innovation side of social media on the podcast realm, we're one of the only churches that actually has a podcast that's not, you know, a sermon feed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I kind of did some research about it, and you know, there's maybe 10 that I could find, but none that have 92 episodes and like it's a weekly thing, you know, yeah. Maybe it's a monthly thing or whatever. And I think that I just want to encourage you guys. I think we're doing a really good job just with what we're doing. And I appreciate you guys always trying to be here and putting on a good show each week, because I think that our fans out there, if we have fans, we do.
I talked to one yesterday.
Yeah. I think that they appreciate it, and we're one of the only churches that that do it. So good job to you guys. Yeah. Do you want a pat on the back over there, Kevin? Or?
I thought you were going to offer me a job right now. I got excited. I got my resignation letter ready going already for my other job.
Well, we're going to talk First Samuel up next and enjoy some Goo Goo Dolls, because that is, we hope, Dave's favorite music. But if it's not, we could be wrong.
We will find out.
We will find out.
If you just take the tale of two kings and you take Saul and David and you just examine them, Saul is a guy who is talented, he's charismatic, he's beautiful, he's gifted, and that's what his strength is. David is a guy who is the least among his brothers, feeble and small, a warrior, but overlooked by most, but he had a heart for God. Talent alone, skill alone, externals alone will only take you so far. David is a guy who cultivated a heart for God. Most of the Psalms in our Bible are written by David. And what God does to a young kid who has a heart for God is he raises him up. I don't know what you're building your life on currently. It might be your work ethic. It might be your ability with people. It might be the fact that you're good at your job. It might be your talent. Those are all fine things, but if you have those things and you do not cultivate a heart for God, at some point you will erode on the inside and life will just collapse. A life that endures for the glory of God is a life like young David, who spent time with God and cultivated a heart for God.
That was a clip from Brad's sermon this past week on 1 Samuel. And so we skipped this past week sermon discussion from Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. And now we've kind of moved into 1 Samuel. And 1 Samuel is, in my opinion, like as a kid, 1 Samuel is when the Bible started like, oh, this is cool stuff. This is fun stuff. You know what I mean? And
because of David and Goliath?
Well, I think the stories are appeal to a larger audience. I don't know if that's weird to say, but like the stories, they become more stories.
Because
nowadays.
Their God fell on his head and then his head was gone and his hands were gone.
I feel like a plot began.
A plot, yeah. The plot kind of began.
The plot thickens, Kevin.
Yep. Yeah, the plot definitely thickens.
Yep.
So, Obviously, that was Brad kind of comparing Saul and David, but 1 Samuel starts out with this prophet named Samuel, who basically is being bombarded by a group of people saying, we want a king, we want a king, we mm-hmm. want a king. Saul essentially, Samuel basically says, okay, like, I will give you guys what you want. Then he basically raises up this guy, Saul, who, as Brad said, is an attractive leader as a person, but that's kind of all he's got to him. He eventually makes some mistakes. One of the big mistakes that I'd say Brad touched on for quite some time was, correct me if my story's off a little bit, but he sacrifices something that when he's not supposed to, correct?
Yeah.
So like, he sacrifices, Samuel says, hold off on the sacrifice until I tell you to, or until God tells you to. Saul does it and he does it anyways. And he thinks he's doing a really good thing, but Samuel's like, you disobeyed the Lord. You will,
die.
Yeah. You know, you're not a good king. I'm going to start searching for a new one. Fast forward.
And he blames everybody else. Saul does.
Saul blames everybody else but himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be you, Samuel. It's these group of people. It's God. It's not me. Like, I did the right thing. You know, fast forward to Jesse has a group of sons and my sons had father. No.
Abraham. Not Jesse. Abraham.
But
they both had
your spirit.
And
kind of like a Cinderella story,
right? We kind of know the story there is that Jesse goes and grabs his 12 sons, and none of those sons are the right fit for the king. And then Sammy goes, "Hey, you got any other kids?" And he's
just call him Sammy.
Sammy, slamming Sammy, slamming Sammy,
slamming Sammy.
Old Sammy says,
played by Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Sosa.
Old Sammy says, hey, you got any more sons? And then Brad's, you know, joke that he's been saying forever is the old emo boy.
Yeah,
he's playing a guitar out in the field with his long hair and his black clothes.
He's out there writing hits.
I laughed the first time I heard the emo joke.
That's not an emo song.
And so David kind of
blasphemy. No, we're good, right?
What, the David sings Hanson?
Yeah, is that are we in the good territory here?
Brad called him emo. So
all right, okay,
yeah,
all
we've
right.
done far worse things in other videos.
Like Christian, right before the segment.
Yes,
he did. That was ungodly.
All right, so he gets David, and he brings David in, and Samuel basically says, "You are going to be the king one day, just like God's going to prepare the way for you to be king." And from that point, kind of David's life gets quite complicated. And he does have the story with David and Goliath. We do know that story, but then it's kind of this, like, as Brad mentioned in the clip, it's just kind of this, Saul does not like that he's being dethroned in a sense. And so he goes after David multiple times. So that's kind of maybe an overview of 1 Samuel. We don't really get to see David's life just yet. So that kind of comes a little bit later. But what one of the things that Brad mentioned is in the sense, who are you? You know, are you the Saul of the story or the David of the story? Are you going to chase after God's own heart? Or are you going to be someone that's, you know, thinks you're great in all these outwardly characteristics, but inwardly you're not filled with God. That makes sense.
I love that. I know this is probably later on, but David, like he's seen like so well, like he does everything right. And then he messes up big time later on with Bathsheba, and it just makes him human. And it's not about you can mess up and still have a heart for God, you know?
Right.
So I'm excited to get more into David.
David is an interesting character in the sense of, he kind of comes halfway through into Samuel. You don't really get to know much about him. And all of a sudden you're like, this guy is a man after God's own heart. Like, you don't necessarily see until this story with David and Goliath where he entirely relies on God. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, this kid at 13, 14, 15 has such a huge, powerful heart for God. And yet I'm kind of like, I don't know any 13-year-olds like that.
And I like that he made the point yesterday. He was acting out of his calling. Like, he knew that he was called to be king and that he was anointed. Yeah, I was gonna say dubbed, but that's not right. Anointed to be king. And so he was acting out of that. And so he walked in confidence because that he knew that, and he knew his identity, where his identity lied, and he was bold in it.
I liked what Brad said about him picking up 5 stones because rumor has it Goliath had 4 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Cool little story.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the cool things about the Generation series in general is you're picking up little facts, little tidbits that you may not recognize along the way, you know, and that's kind of been the fun of the series is little things that you're like, oh, that's interesting or that's cool or whatnot.
I didn't know that Saul meant
asked for.
Yeah, because that they wanted a
they
king.
They wanted a king.
And so we gave him a king.
One of the things that is interesting is, and this is maybe a lot broader subject or topic, but God says, like, I made a mistake with Saul, you know? Mm-hmm. And it is interesting to go, like, so God makes mistakes? So that seems weird, you know? I'm just tossing it out there.
When does he say, is that, have we covered that in the sermon yet?
He regretted it.
Yeah, he's like, I regret Saul, telling Samuel this.
They said that in 1 Samuel, though?
Yeah.
But, okay, because I didn't remember that, because I wondered if there's, like, in the original language, if that word really means.
Sure, there's got to be something.
Yeah, but he didn't mention it in the sermon, so I don't know.
He didn't. He mentioned it for a second.
But he didn't go into
it. He just kind of, yeah, went over it. And so I think that brings up an interesting thought
conversation.
But then again, Saul was asked for, so God gave the people what they wanted, you know?
I mean, it does say in, like, Romans, you know, he gives people over to the desires of their flesh if they try hard enough, you know? So I wonder if this might be one of those. Like, he gave them what he wanted, even though he knows it's not good for them. But, yeah, the whole thing of God regretting something, I wonder what that really means.
I love how Brad tied it all back into, right in the very beginning, into kind of all the way back from Genesis and Egypt and all of the above, him saying these people, these are generations later and yet still can't get the Egypt out of them. You know, that this ruled by one Pharaoh, you know, like one king kind of thing. Like, they're not comfortable just being left alone with them and God. They need some sort of rule or some sort of king. And Samuel and these judges and these prophets, they did not do it for them. These people prophesying God's ones who are speaking to God, that was not enough for these people. They needed some sort of ruler. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like even today, nowadays, maybe this is more political than it should be, but I feel like people more and more nowadays, like, nobody can rule my life. I don't respond to any king or authority. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's not political. I think that's just our flesh. We don't want people telling us what to do. What's good for me is good for me. And that plays out in politics, but also plays out in a lot of other areas too.
Yeah. And I think that their situation was, instead of like, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, like, I need somebody to rule because God is not around. God's not present. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, but he's very clearly all over the place. You're just looking in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Kevin, you'd pull anything from it or not necessarily?
Nothing. Got nothing.
All right.
No, it was good. I mean, it's legit. I was trying to, I mean, there was a lot of points that I got stuck on. Like, I literally got stuck when he said, Paul, you know, Saul, it means asked for.
Yeah.
And I thought about that for the rest of the sermon.
Sure.
Because I was like, well, so was there a lot of people named Saul back then? And that was maybe his mother wanted a kid real bad and couldn't get pregnant. And then maybe then she had a kid and that's why his name was asked for. Or is this an analogy that they put in the Old Testament? Well, no, it's not an analogy. It's got to be true. But why? That's convenient.
And that it worked itself out that way.
Yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then I got stuck on that. And then
I wonder why Paul in the New Testament, his original name was Saul, which means asked for. I wonder if there's any meaning behind that. Think about that, you guys.
Mind's blown.
Yeah.
Whoa, boom.
Yeah.
Wah, boom.
Whoa, boom.
Oh. Whoa, boom. Okay.
Yeah. And then I was also thinking that the song As the Deer really doesn't that poem justice at all. Because
As the Deer.
It's just that. You know what I'm talking about? The song?
Yeah, I know that song.
It's horrible. I mean, well, it's not horrible. Whatever. There's people out there that probably love it. I don't like it. But in the context of being in the desert, sweltering, you know, chapped lips probably, you know, most likely has some dry armpit BO, you know, which is way worse than wet armpit BO.
Sick.
and he's got to want water so bad. You know what I mean? And
right.
then to write a song about that, like that's way more impactful than just.
Things you think about during the sermon.
Sarah and I, having gone to
Israel,
there is a sense of 1 Samuel, especially, you spend a good majority of your trip walking most things that happen in 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles. And so part of what makes these sermons like a little bit exciting for me is, you know, the song you mentioned or whatever, you just don't even really understand the depth of the reality of how afraid David really was hiding from Saul,
yeah.
you know? And then you talk about the En Gedi, which is like this place with these beautiful streams of water and whatnot.
In the middle of a nothing.
In the middle of the desert, and how refreshing that really yeah. is. You know, there's a moment in Israel where it's so hot, all you want to do is jump in the water, and they're forcing you to stay in the heat until the final moment where someone, whoever the teacher is, jumps into the water, and then like everybody else jumps in with them. Because there's a sense of like, oh my gosh, how refreshing is this? For David, I can imagine the same, but I can just imagine the guy literally going from cave to cave, from place to place, just fearing his life. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I guess what I was trying to say from the beginning is not that the first however many books of the Bible stink up until 1 Samuel. I think to me, things start to come alive more in 1 Samuel because that's mostly what we saw in Israel.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to know. You don't know where Sodom and Gomorrah is. You don't go there. You know what I mean? You don't know where the Tower of Babel is. You didn't go there. So there's a lot of this, like the first couple books, like I don't know where this stuff is. I know the people. I know some general ideas, some general thoughts, but here's where this actually physically took place, you know, and you can see these caves, you can see En Gedi. You're like, oh, this is exactly what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Especially as you read through the Psalms going, hey, here's kind of what he's talking about. And are we going to go through the whole book of Psalms, or are we going to start interspersing those in with the book of Samuel? I wonder.
Oh,
I don't know.
Because he's going in chronological order.
Yeah.
So it would make sense for him to put in the Psalms that he wrote during that time. But he didn't yesterday, so I guess not.
Yeah. He'd probably just go through it separate.
Yeah. That would be interesting. That'd be fun to just see the Psalms alongside what David's really going through.
It makes the Psalms more alive.
Well, Absolutely. He did bring up Psalm 13 with
Moses, right? That's not Psalm 13.
Yeah, he brought that one up, but I don't remember why.
When he was talking about Exodus, he brought up a psalm with Job. You're right.
That's what it was, yeah.
But he also brought up the psalm that Moses does in the book of Psalms when he was reading through Exodus.
Oh.
I thought he mentioned it, but
I don't remember.
Well, hey, if you haven't caught up to this generation series, start listening because it's getting good. The Bible's starting to come more and more alive week by week. Next week, I think we're going into 2 Samuel. And I think we may even touch one of the Chronicles along the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Of Narnia?
Mm-hmm. One of them. Just one.
I hope so. Mm-hmm.
I think after the Spoutcast, I made that chronic what joke to you.
What calls a Narnia?
I had to like explain to Kevin what I was joking, really? What I was laughing about. And Kevin was like, I know. And it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, I didn't really need to explain my joke. You guys just didn't laugh, so therefore it was not funny.
Yeah, I was just concerned about you referencing a Dr. Dre album, kind of, sort of.
No, I was referencing the Chronicles of...
All right, stay tuned
up what you're putting down.
For our interview with Dave Johnson.
Yep, there you go.
Jane's wrapping this segment up.
Sympathy, and this is my apology. I take myself from the inside out, and all my fears have pushed you out. And I wished for things that I don't need. Oh, and what I chase won't set me free. I get scared, but I'm not crawling on my knees. Oh, yeah, everything's all wrong, yeah. Everything's all wrong, yeah.
All right, we are back, and we are here with Birthday Man,
not birthday boy, birthday man.
Birthday man, Dave Johnson, our audio engineer. And you, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you may have heard Dave's been on the show. I think this is your third time actually on the show itself.
I think so.
Yeah.
Other than the little voiceover cameos that he'll, not cameos, but he'll, but not, I don't know, he'll come in.
Butt in.
I don't mean butt in, but sometimes he'll come, he'll say something and we don't expect it. That's all.
Rudely
and we're like, oh, Dave, Dave, through he's the talking. Wall. Through the wall, through the window.
Dave gives me, he gives
me all flustered.
You give me visual cues. I don't know what it would be called, but.
Like a thumbs up.
Thumbs up or when you laugh.
A visual
I know,
signal.
Oh, that was good. That
oh,
was
right.
Like,
so like the tilt your head back and lean back in the chair laugh is a good one.
Yeah, that's yeah. And the just when Dave is silent and being stoic there, I go, the show's getting dry, guys. We got,
sometimes he'll throw his hands up in the air like, ta-da!
When the sound engineer opens his mouth and periodically makes noise in a pattern, it's called laughter.
Yes.
This indicates that something's been said that's funny.
That's right. Or
thank you for listening to How to Be a Human.
I think Dave also, you are kind of our fact checker. I would say every once in a while you get kind of mad at us because we say something wrong. Do you feel like you do that?
I don't mean to get angry. I just,
no.
You know.
He turns into the Hulk back there.
A little bit of persister, I guess, comes out.
Yeah. I can see that.
When we are wrong on our sermon clip where we are in the Bible, he always tells us.
That's right.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True. But that's good. It keeps us in line.
He's our spiritual guide.
Yeah. Spiritual formation Spirit. Director of the spout.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Now, Dave, it was your birthday last week, and we did not record a show last week because I was gone
why,
at camp.
Why, didn't we?
Well, you guys could have recorded a show. I just was not here, all right? I was here but not willing to do it because I was tired. Is that an excuse?
Who would break wind on air?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, Dave, your birthday was last Tuesday, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And how old did you turn?
32.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
All together now.
Wow, everyone. Wow.
I thought, Dave, I swear, last year I thought you were 28, 29.
Well, thanks.
Well, wasn't that he's far young off at because heart. You turned 31 last year, so.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Now, did you do anything fun to celebrate your birthday, or?
No, not really.
You tried to listen to Spoutcast, but it wasn't there.
You know, I was like, I'll do that, but it wasn't there.
See?
Christian, whoa, you ruined
Christian.
His birthday.
Way to ruin Dave's birthday.
We had this plan, Dave, where we were going to record the show without a guest and then go, okay, and now we want to bring in our guest, and then we'll go, come on in, Dave. But then we thought, well, we might throw him off, and like he wouldn't be ready for it. So we figured we'd tell you beforehand. Is that a good idea?
I guess so. I mean,
are you quick on your feet?
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm quick on my feet, but I don't know.
We could have done it.
I don't know. He repositions his feet.
Get ready.
Right? Don't cats always land on their feet?
Yeah.
That's true. Now,
6 feet under is where people are buried.
If anybody doesn't know, Dave, what's your role here at the well?
I think officially it's like audio coordinator or audio tech or something like that. But basically there's an audio tech director and I assist him as Dave Sather, who's never been on by being asked lots of times.
Dave Sather has never been on because he's lame. Yeah. All right. So
yeah, we've tried.
If you hear me, Dave, even Dave Johnson has tried to get Dave Sather on.
Does Dave Sather even listen?
Yeah, every week.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
We have to pretend like everybody listens to the show.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
Totally does.
So when we always go, like, does Brad listen to the show? Yeah, he listens every week. He loves it. Because then somebody listening is going to go, oh, if Brad listens, I'll give it a listen.
Except for now, they've just heard you explain it. So.
Maybe they.
From this point on, though, everybody listens to the Spoutcast. Okay. Clear?
Clear.
As crystal.
All right. So, what was my original? Oh, yeah, your role here.
Yeah, so I help him out. We've got, you know, 3 campuses, 10 services a week. So there's a lot of lots of moving parts that have to get done and executed smoothly, hopefully, and mostly through volunteers. And so Dave and I, you know, work with them and train and equip them to do what they need to do. Plus, also, I help run this recording studio when we're doing, you know, worship singles or albums or whatever projects. And then lots and lots of editing because everything gets recorded, worship, sermons, residency, academy, and all that has to get, you know, edited and chopped up into little pieces and uploaded to the right place.
Did you happen to listen to the interview I did with the social media church people for the Spoutcast?
Me?
Yes. Okay, so one of the questions they asked me was, like, what is all the sound equipment you use? And literally, I, like, froze. Oh. And he, I don't think he didn't cut it or whatever, but I literally had to think in my head, I have no idea what we use. What, because he was trying to ask me, what mics do we use? What sound, like, what? And I was like, I think we use a program called, and I think I may have said Logos, which is
Logic.
I said Logic. Logos is a Bible.
You did first say GarageBand. You're like, well, we that's started what we out did. With GarageBand.
We did start out with GarageBand. But
well, just so you know, Christian, my microphone is an AKG.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a 5.1B.
An AKG?
So I feel like I should have had you in the room with me, Dave, to get all the facts on the mics.
You should have phoned a friend.
I should have definitely phoned a friend. I was nervous. That's probably what it was.
That's all right.
Now,
you nervous?
No. Would you say the Spoutcast is your favorite part of your job?
No pressure, Dave.
Yeah, that's kind of a big question.
Absolutely the highlight of the week, every week.
It's a bummer that you kind of blow the highlight right at the beginning of the week, too. You know?
Well, it sets the pace.
Sunday's kind of the beginning.
Yeah, this is the second day of our week.
If you've ever been to any of our campuses and thought, man, sounds really good. The worship sounds really good. It's Dave John. It's all Dave Johnson.
Mm-hmm. But if it sounds really bad,
it's all Dave Sather.
It's definitely not me.
Yes.
Two questions you should go up to Dave Sather and ask him if the sound is ever bad. Go, hey, man, sound's not too good. And how come you listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Those are the two things you should ask him. Now, Dave, what in all your childhood memories and memories all the way up into 32, what has been your favorite birthday of all time?
Ooh, good question. That's a Wells family favorite birthday question, FYI.
Well, I asked it to the Johnsons.
I know. I'm just saying.
Or Johnson.
Just making a statement. Go ahead.
A few years ago, I had emailed some friends, said, hey, why don't we go out for dinner for my birthday? I was thinking this and this time or whatever. And so we were going to do it. And one of them needed us to pick her up. And so my roommate and I were riding together. And so like, oh, well, I just need to get some cash first. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So we stopped at the ATM. Then we go to pick up my friend and open the door we go up to the door and to get her and open the door and there's like, surprise, you know, that's everybody.
Oh, cool. That's fun.
So I don't usually like, I mean, I've had one surprise party before. It was like when I was a lot younger and it's just like really weird.
Are you a surprise guy? Do you like surprises?
If it's something that I like, then yeah. But if it's like, surprise, here's something you're not going to be excited about, it's, you know.
I thought that story was going to go, I was going to this ATM and it's just gobs of money started falling out of the machine or something.
It was broken. Just, we couldn't stop the 20s from coming.
Happy birthday.
I think that's frowned upon. Or
are you someone who still likes to receive gifts for your birthday, or would you say that you're kind of have passed that, the gifts stage?
No, gifts are great.
Who wouldn't want gifts on their birthday?
Do you like people to give you things that you enjoy?
Nah.
Or do you outgrow it?
I would argue,
Dave,
not necessarily a gifts guy.
Really?
Like when somebody gives me gifts, it's like, oh, thank you. Versus I like giving people gifts. So I think I grew out of that. When I was a kid, that's all I ever wanted.
Oh, godlike.
Well, I mean, if it's like.
I know, I'm humble.
If it's someone that's like a close friend and it's something meaningful or, you know what I mean? Like, it's more about I appreciate the heart behind it. Not necessarily like, hey, neat, I got a shiny thing or whatever.
Did you get any birthday presents for this year's birthday?
No, I got a couple of cards in the mail. With some checks in there, but
hold it back, Grandma.
You can go buy your Christmas or birthday present.
There you go.
Yeah. What would be a favorite birthday present of all time for you, Dave? G.I. Joe, Barbie.
I don't know.
Ooh, a guitar. Did you ever get a guitar for your birthday?
No.
Sound system.
For those of you who don't know, Dave is an excellent musician, and. Dave, I would call a multi-talented, multi-instrument player. You can play the bass and the guitar, but I believe, can you play drums?
Not like
Kevin,
a real drummer.
Yeah,
But you could play him.
I can keep a beat going.
I've heard
he plays the piano.
Piano, yeah.
Tickle the ivories, do you? Sorry, felt really dumb as soon as I said it. What? Tickle the ivories.
Is that a statement for like piano playing?
Tickling the ivories. You,
ivories are the keys.
You've never
weirdo.
Heard tickling the ivories?
Not until
I never heard it
today.
Tickling them.
Yeah, tickle the ivories.
I've heard that before.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're stomping the old blacks and whites, eh? That's ridiculous. That's a reference to the keys, by the way.
No, I got it.
The blacks and whites.
Thank you. You got to be careful.
Never yeah. tickle the ebonies, just the yes. ivory.
Oh, you got it. You got to
keep
all.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Keep straight.
So
they go together, yeah. together in perfect harmony.
Out of all the instruments, what would be your favorite instrument of all time?
To play.
Probably guitar.
Guitar, okay.
Yeah. I started playing piano first, so it's like the easiest to just
learn music
get into.
With.
Yeah, but guitar definitely is my favorite, I guess.
Now, in picking music for this show, we didn't necessarily know what your favorite artists or artist of all time was.
Oh.
However, we made a guess.
No, we have a professional stalker, which is myself. So yeah. I went on your Facebook and found what you liked.
Okay, so
great.
Shoot us down if we're wrong, but it was between two choices, okay?
Yes.
And you've been hearing one of those two choices throughout today, but maybe, wait, how should we do this? Should Dave tell us his top two favorite musicians and then we'll confirm or deny?
Give us your top three all-time favorite
bands or musicians.
Oh my gosh, so hard.
And we'll confirm or deny what is being played on today's episode.
Top three, I would say... Coldplay.
Okay.
We did that last
But that's Scratch because we did that last yeah. week.
Although we
that can't be your favorite band.
We can do Coldplay every week.
We did it last week.
So. Yeah, must be in the top three.
Okay.
U2.
Okay.
Or Diana Krall.
Oh, sad.
We did Diana Krall.
No, we didn't.
Sarah! If we say we did Diana Krall, then everybody would know that this show's not out of order, and we would go, yeah, we totally did her.
See, what happened
And
was,
then what are they going to do when they don't hear Diana Krall?
I'm going to now go get some Diana Krall songs and put it in the show.
Oh, hey, we did Diana Krall.
How about this? Why don't you tell me what you did, and I can say, oh, yeah, that's my favorite band.
Goo Goo Dolls.
I love Diana Krall.
We did the Goo Goo Dolls.
That's definitely, if there was like a top four.
They would be in the top
really?
Four.
Really?
I'm
surprised by that.
But not like every, it's weird. Like the Goo Goo Dolls, some songs like I really like and some of them like, this is weird.
Well, because they always have that Robbie guy sing some of the songs and it's like.
Every album that he's, I just go in on, I just uncheck those. Like,
exactly, because they're not good. Yeah.
I hope I didn't choose any of those songs for this.
You
episode.
Did not choose any Robbie songs.
Okay.
Robbie songs are songs that you've probably never heard nor have heard of.
I played in a band and we played a lot of Goo Goo Doll covers and I didn't like the guy that picked that idea a lot, so it like ruined every Goo Goo Doll song for me now.
Oh, association.
Yeah.
Well, here's for stomping on Dave's fourth favorite band.
I know, I'm
hey,
sorry.
What's your fourth favorite band?
Skrillex.
They can die. They can die.
Skrillex.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce
it. That's not a band. It's a guy.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite Diana Krall song-ish?
The song,
yeah, or album, even like I because
Live in Paris,
yeah,
is my
yeah.
favorite. Album.
Okay, that's easy. That's a good one.
Here's an even Grammy greater question: did you own the U2 Special Edition iPod when it came out?
No, I didn't.
Because this guy did.
Did
and,
you really?
It's because they were out of all the white ones, and I said I'll pay extra $50 to get it. And
didn't it come with all the U2 songs on it?
It did not come preloaded with all the U2 songs. That was a special thing that you could buy. It was just signed in the back by all the artists of the U2.
It's like printed on there.
I, at that point in my life, had no idea who U2 was.
Really?
It was the only iPod in stock. Man. And I said, I will take it. It's red and black, and I love it. So. Okay.
Do they have a prom one?
Is this the Chicago Bulls iPod?
I wish they.
Yeah, you're Harry Carey today.
Hey! I really wish they had an iPod that was dedicated solely to NSYNC.
What's the band that you like that's horrible?
O-Town.
Oh, wait, all of them. I'm just joking.
You want to keep it going? You want to keep
you
it going?
You haven't been harassed lately.
I'm sorry.
It's been a couple.
I love that you just said.
Prom is an old joke. All right.
There was a point in time when you were buying an iPod. So it has to be in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're how old?
I'm 25.
So, well, okay. I guess that works. But the fact that there was a point in your life where you didn't know who U2 was.
U2.
Did you know what U2 was?
Okay, but you have to understand Kevin and Dave are 7 years older than me.
This is true.
So U2 was more popular then. For me, I grew up in the era of like boy bands were really popular. Mm-hmm,
like O-Town. Mm-hmm.
So O-Town.
It's true.
O-Town.
All right. Let's get some things clear here. Hanson. But let.
Hanson's good. Yeah. Yeah. Loves the Hanson. I'll back up
for
Hanson.
Me, Goo Goo Dolls was huge in, for me in junior high and high school. I love those guys. Mm-hmm. They had Black Balloon
let
on the radio.
Slide.
Was on there. And yeah. City of Angels came out when I was in sixth grade. And that's when Iris came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
those are my those are all my favorite Goo Goo Dolls songs.
Ooh, well,
there's a song called like Acoustic Number
Three,
which is awesome. Do you like that song or no? Not really.
It's not on this show, so you can say you don't.
There
like
is. They do have a new single that's out. It's very good. It's called Rebel Beat. I follow them on Instagram. All right.
I love that I like you so much, no, but I hate your taste in music.
No, you hate me as a person. No. You're attacking my character and me as a person. This
back
is supposed to be
Dave
about
Johnson.
Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Back
your
to
music
Dave.
Taste is so bad. We talk about music. It comes up in my brain and it hurts my heart.
My heart cries out of my mouth.
Now, Dave, is there any songs that you've been working on for our worship department?
No, we stopped. Bring Me Peace was the last one that we did, and we finished in like, I don't know, October, November. But
what was the one that Carl did?
Bring Me
that
Peace.
That one.
That was Bring Me Peace.
Yeah, it didn't get released till.
I feel like it just got released. Yeah, last month.
January, yeah, we rushed to finish it because I thought we were supposed to, and then.
When is the Well live album ever going to come out?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
From
the worship night?
Yeah.
Not happening?
I don't know. Like, we recorded it multi-track, and then I started working on it, and if you remember, like, we had the drums, like, on the middle of the stage without a cage around them.
Right.
Which was really cool, like, looks-wise and stuff.
Sure.
But we had five singers, like, right in front of them.
Gotcha.
And so...
It may not sound great.
Yeah, because there's so much drums, like, going into the vocal mics, we need to redo all the vocals, and then...
You can say Dom just was off. You know, and that's fine.
Blame Dom.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of terrible.
Awkward.
No, he was great. It was just like, if you want it to sound good, like, you can't have that. And
sure.
Then it's like, well, if we redo 11 songs of five people singing,
That's not a live CD.
And then now, is it going to have the same feel and all that, you know, so... I don't think it's gonna.
You could do a secret live album, kind of like what we do sometimes with you record our sermons sometimes audio wise, right? You record it all the time, every
all
week.
All the time.
So sometimes
every day.
When some mistake happens or something goes wrong, we record it on Thursday morning with nobody in the audience, right?
Mm-hmm. I can't really confirm that. But
okay.
That
I will
might
confirm
be
it.
What happens.
Because
sure.
I walked in one time while it was happening and I almost stood in front of the camera.
Insane.
What?
Yeah.
We're
that
not
supposed
to that.
We're supposed to keep on deal. I guess it's out in the open now. But
now it is. Way to go, Christian.
Whatever. We're not some secret society. So you, Dave, should do a secret or a Thursday morning worship recording.
Mm-hmm.
And,
huh?
And nobody, people would go, oh, I was there that night. And you would go, you sure were there.
Nobody would know. We'll just do that. Let's get right on that.
All right, dude. Well, hey, Dave, happy birthday. And sorry that we didn't get a single of your top three favorite artists correctly.
It's all right.
But
if you asked me on a different day, I probably would have put Goo Goo Dolls up there. Well, it's hard to cram. Like, there's so many. It's hard to fit in.
No, I get it.
Why don't we just do that now?
That's what I was trying to do, but then Sarah kind of butchered that.
No, we're going to do it.
All right, Diane Crow.
I really like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah,
like,
let's do Goo Goo Dolls. Let's do Goo Goo Dolls.
Don't redo it. It's fine.
All right.
Harmonizer.
Not me. All right.
Christian's not the harmonizer.
Dave, thanks again. Happy birthday, dude. And we really do appreciate you here. We're all big fans of you. And the fact that you, I feel like started out volunteering your time here is, I just love it. And you've done so much for the Spout. I couldn't ask for more. Even when I was doing this interview, I felt like I gave you a ton of praise because of how much you do. And you make us all sound very good. Unfortunately, Kevin just naturally sounds terrible.
I sound like an idiot.
thanks again, Dave. Up next, enjoy some Goo Goo Dolls and we'll close out the show. What's your feelings? What's your All right, we are back, and we typically will close out the show. Sarah, wow.
What?
Filled with energy, huh?
I'm always filled with energy.
I'm filled with a light. It makes it shine its way through me.
One of the things, once again, we've mentioned this a bunch, but continue to download those Bible charts for the Generation series because my friend who listens to The Well periodically, the app on the app, listens to the sermons mm-hmm. on the app, he was listening. He was like, dude, what's this like, charts that you're – pastor's talking about. I'm like, oh, it's on the app. And he's like, oh, I love these charts. Like, they're awesome.
That's great.
So I think they just help with the sermon. So I at least wanted to toss that out there one more time.
Yeah, because some people are more visual learners, you know, than audio, and it's better to look at the chart.
That's right. And the last thing is, if you ever see Dave Johnson, and he is in the back at a lot of campuses, and if you don't know who he is,
he probably is in the back of the whatever sound service booth. You go to.
Yeah. So if you go a service, you go to the sound booth and go, is Dave Johnson back here? They're going to say yes or no. Most likely they're going to say yes. And then you say, hey, happy birthday, man. And then he's going to go, well, it's kind of 3 weeks too old. But then you go, I know, but still happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how the conversation will go verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Dave also likes cards with money in them. So,
yeah.
if you own cards with money in them.
If you have money.
Yeah. Or if you have an ATM that just throws spits out cash money. Out at you.
And sings songs.
It's probably the way to do it. So, yeah. We don't have many other announcements. Jane, you got anything?
I got nothing.
All right.
Serve Day's coming up.
Yeah, but we haven't linked that to the church yet.
Yeah.
Just be on the lookout.
Hey, don't tell
Serve
anybody.
Day may or may not happen.
We did have a little bit of an impact
soon. Yeah.
Campaign
just
this
a little
past.
Impact.
Brad did mention something about our Kids Connection facility potentially being built. And
it's going to happen. It's not potential.
It's going to happen. And so just looking for people to... You know, pray about, think about what would it look like for them to
increase their tithe by 1%.
Increase their tithe by 1%. And then he made a funny joke, at least at one of the services I was at. He's like, if you're a big money guy, let's have some lunch.
I heard it 4 times.
So if you listen to the spout and you're a big money guy,
let's have some lunch on you.
On me?
No, on the money guy.
On the money guy.
Yeah, Brad.
Oh, no. On the, okay, I get it. Thank you.
And, you know, that's the spout.
We're out.
Baby's black balloon makes her fly. I almost fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You were the same as me, but on your knees. A thousand other boys could never reach you. How could I have been wrong? I saw the world beneath you.